Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're back, baby.
Baby, we have PG version today. Let's see how long we can keep it PG.
Not very long. No. You know, I actually realized after recording last week, I dropped so many F-bombs.
I never
call them F-bombs either.
We're still PG.
I just want to clean it up a bit, you know, because it's like, I'm good. Like, I think cursing is important. You know, I'm not one of these people who are like, you sound uneducated. Like, yeah, it sounds uneducated, but sometimes you just need to.
Sometimes adds emphasis.
I think it packs a punch, and sometimes you need to emphasize something, and there's no better word than fuck.
We lost it.
That's the first fuck of the episode.
We almost had a no E sign.
Last time I really feel like I was using it as a crutch. Like I was I did not notice every other word.
I hang out with comics, so it's just like.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like you are who you hang out with. Mm-hmm. And I just hang out with people who curse like sailors. No, but when I was growing up, my parents never cursed in front of me. Ever.
No, mine definitely didn't. I mean, my dad was like born again Christian and my mom was married to a born again Christian. So they weren't saying anything. There was a story. There's like a cute passed down story of when I was like two or maybe even one. Like, well, no, not one. I would have been a genius, but like two or three. And I walked in and they were trying to put up the Christmas tree and they were struggling. And I just like deadpan said, what the hell are we going to do? And they looked at each other like, where did she hear that? And they just didn't laugh because they didn't want me to know I said something funny. And then I didn't curse again until I was like 12.
No, but that's so real because when a young child says something precocious or like something that they're not supposed to say, it's the hardest thing ever to restrain yourself.
It's like funny.
It's so funny.
I want to see 3-year-old me being like, what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah, and that's like, that's not even, I mean, hell is in the Bible. Yeah. Could you not take the Lord's name in vain?
Okay, so I actually still don't like it when people say GD.
I can't even say it.
And apparently I was taught what it means incorrectly. Like I was taught, because I went to private Christian school for 6 years.
Wow. Okay,
so I was taught that saying GD, see, I'm brainwashed. I can't say it. And when I hear it, it's like nails on a chalkboard because to me, it means you're trying to send God to hell or something.
Oh my God. Again, I just did it.
These are belief systems that I don't, well, I say, oh my God, I'm not a total loser. Okay.
No, I use it a lot. I use it a lot. And I say Jesus Christ a lot, even though I don't even believe in Jesus. Good show.
Do you want to know something funny that my born again Christian dad will say when he hears people say Jesus?
Yeah.
He goes, non-ironically, he goes, praise him. And so now when I hear people go, Jesus, I go, praise him.
You know, that is really funny.
It's funny.
I'll give your dad that.
And he thinks he's witnessing, so it's kind of cute.
What does that mean?
Witnessing?
Should I know what that means?
Oh, God, no. Let's skip. It's evangelizing your religion to other people and telling them about you're witnessing. You're being a witness. Okay.
Kind of like missions, when people do missions?
Yeah. You're like, tell your story of how you got saved. That's you witnessing.
Oh.
The more more I realize that it does sound weird.
Yeah, it's not like witnessing a murder. No. It's very different. Okay, interesting. Yeah. I didn't expect us to go there, but I'm happy that we did.
We came in hard with curse words and religion. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I'll try to watch the F-bombs.
Sorry,
now
Mom.
I'm just going to say F-bomb instead.
We're going to say F-bomb. We're going to say GD. Booty. We're going to tell you not to have sex. on our last episode, our last
this
Sunday.
This is a Christian podcast now.
Oh, my goodness. Praise. Praise be.
Just kidding. I'm a Jew. I don't believe in hell. Let's get into our updates because I didn't see you all last weekend. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was super basic, but I loved it. I continue to excavate my room. I'm very proud of myself because it is not perfect, but I do the thing where I set a timer for 30 minutes on Saturday and I set a timer for 30 minutes on Sunday. It honestly looks like a totally different room. That's just an hour of work. Yeah.
Oh, because 30 minutes doesn't even seem that long. But I guess if you're doing work.
Mm-hmm, if you treat it like a challenge or something, like what can I do in 30 minutes? You can get so much done. And a lot of what I've been doing is moving stuff aside for donate, moving stuff aside to send to my friend who does Poshmark. And so 2 weeks in a row now, I've shipped boxes to my friend who does Poshmark. And today, we paid rent today.
Is it the first of the month?
Girl, it's like the third.
It's the fifth.
You have to pay rent.
Give me a sec. No, I'm just kidding. I can do it later.
Rent in a bag of clothes because my landlord donates to his church. So I was like, more church clothes. So anyways, slowly over time, like, don't be a perfectionist about it. Like, you can just slowly excavate.
I like how you keep using the word excavate. Like,
I'm
excavating. Cave. It's a paleontology expedition.
It really is. I'm a scientist, and I have discovered some disturbing things.
Oh, that's actually, no, I was going to ask you that. So every time I really clean, mm-hmm. like if I hunker down and I devote some time to cleaning, I always find things that have been missing for 6 years.
You'll find like your tooth that fell out when you were six.
Right.
Even though you've moved 7 times. Like,
yeah. So did you find anything that was missing?
No, I haven't gotten to that point of the excavation process yet. It's just been clothes. And that's what I'm saying is like, it's more of a feeling that my room is cleaner. You know, like, it still looks messy, but the fact that I have shipped 2 boxes out and donated 2 huge bags to my landlord's church, it's like, that just feels like you can feel energetically that the room is emptier. And if I continue to do this timer for 30 minutes on a Saturday, timer for 30 minutes on a Sunday, you know what that's going to look like in 2 months? It's going to look...
Carry the one.
Emily.
Wait, no, I can do it. I can do it. It's basically, it's 1 hour a weekend for 4 weeks. So it's 4 hours.
It's going to look amazing.
And then 2 months.
It's going to result in me pressing a timer and being like, oh God, it's clean. What do I do? And I'll go under the bed or I'll wash the window or I'm going to keep doing it and see what room I end up with.
Yeah. So that is totally true, assuming that you don't undo the work that you did during the week.
Okay, so this plan does come with 5-minute timers on weekdays.
Oh, interesting.
Just a 5.
So is that just to tidy up the damage that you may have done during the day?
Yes.
So you do that at the end of the day?
5-minute timer. I haven't perfected the system yet, but I'm experimenting with it. It's a 30-minute timer on a Saturday, a 30-minute timer on a Sunday. Should I write a book?
It's called 30-35. The method that works.
30-35 hard.
Yeah.
Clean
30-35 hard.
But no, I've been doing like a 5-minute timer on a weekday. Even if it's a really busy weekday, I'll be like, I have 5 minutes. And then I'll just pick stuff up. And then when I get to the big stuff on the weekend, it can carry the one, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
All right.
And I did my try-on videos in my room because it's starting to get that. I don't want
spacious.
Spacious. Yes.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a productive weekend. How about you, Emily? What did you get into?
I had a crazy weekend. I did something.
You got blackout.
I wish. No, I did, but not in the way that you would expect.
Oh my gosh. Okay, tell me more. Okay. We actually, Emily and I have not talked about this yet. I was like, keep it fresh for the pod. I want to hear.
Yeah, so I went skiing this weekend for the first time in 23 years.
That's a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you, I thought that this was going to be like way scarier than it was because it's been so long. In my memory, when I went skiing, I was about 10 years old the last time I went skiing. In my memory, I crushed it. In my memory, I was flying down the mountain, you know, wind on my back, not a care in the world, which, you know, probably like that's accurate. That is how I felt. But it was a bunny hill, you know, like everything is bigger when you're littler.
Bunny hill means not a big hill, I'm guessing. For the people who don't ski out there.
Yeah, so you've never been skiing?
No.
Okay, so this is the way it works. And sorry if I get the intricacies wrong because I'm very basic beginner. The bunny hill is like basically the learning hill. It's not a real hill. Like it's just like a little hill that you can learn on. And they have this thing called the magic carpet where you just go on it.
This all sounds fake, but continue.
No, they have like cutesy names for everything. And it's like, it really does help you remember
and then
things.
Go on the Candyland.
The candy cane trail. No, what was it? The Buddy the Elf. The candy cane forest.
Yeah, that's where you're skiing.
The magic carpet is basically like, it's kind of like those things at the airport that move automatically, that you just stand on and it moves you.
Yeah, what are the, there's like a word
is
for that.
Is there a word for that?
A standing treadmill desk that's in the airport.
I guess it's not an escalator because that's stairs.
A moving walkway.
A moving walkway. Yeah. So that's what the magic carpet is. So you go up and then it only takes you like, I don't know, a quarter of the way up the hill.
Oh, a treadmill takes you up the hill?
Well, the magic carpet does. Yeah. And it's like, it's
is
so
there
that
snow
you don't need
on the magic carpet?
No. It's just a platform. Anyway, I'm spending way too much time on this. That's like where you learn.
Okay.
And then the mountains are separated by color. So the easiest one is green. So that would be the next step up from the bunny hill.
Oh, okay.
And that you take a ski lift to. Mm-hmm. Like you take it to the top.
Right.
But it's much higher than the bunny hill. So I was doing greens the whole day. And that's like the easiest that you can get.
That sounds hard though. It's not the bunny hill.
Well,
you have to take a chair lift.
You take a lift and they bring you all the way to the top and ain't no way down but down.
No.
So like,
you can't like walk down.
There's no way. No, you can't take the lift like back down.
No way.
So the only way down is to ski down. So there is this moment when you get to the top where you're like, all right, I guess I'm fucking doing this. But you look over the edge and once again, this is green.
Yeah.
This is beginner. There's a moment where you're like, I might die. And you have to be okay with that.
Emily, that's hardcore.
It's really hardcore. I was looking up. So just to round this out, there's green and then there's blue and then there's black. Oh, and there's double black.
Double
black. That's like for the masters, okay?
Wow.
I was looking up at the higher trails that people were skiing down and they look like ants. You know, it's so far away and they're doing these crazy jumps. They're going like, it looks like a 90 degree angle. They're going straight down. I'm like, wow, we're really out here testing God. Like we're really out here basically like for the adrenaline. Like
those people need to feel something. And they're like, I'm going to throw myself down this hill because my marriage is stale.
That's exactly, they're all going through a divorce. They're all going through a midlife crisis.
Not to make assumptions about people on the blue hill.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. I just think you need a sense of adventure to do this sport, like for real. I don't know. Maybe like it's the more you go, the more you're okay with it. But I cannot imagine going down a black. No. It just doesn't seem fun to me. It seems scary.
Well, you have to. There's a lot of self-trust, I imagine, that must go into this. Because when I did roller skating with that bachelorette, there was like a roller rink in the hotel.
Oh, cute.
And it was really hard. Like, yeah, roller skating's hard. I also remember being like flying through the roller rink as a kid and being like, this is fun. And then you get on roller skates as an adult and you're like, oh my God, this thing underneath me is moving. Like, yeah. What do I do? So did it feel kind of like...
Yeah, so it's kind of like riding a bike in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it had been so long, I did get going a lot quicker than I thought I would. Mm-hmm. And also, I was falling on my ass a lot. I'm not going to lie. I was falling on my ass, but... I remember when I was younger and I would ski, getting up was really hard.
Yeah.
Like I would be on the ground struggling to get up after I'd fallen. And this time it really wasn't hard at all. And I think like that muscle memory did come back.
Oh, cool.
Just in terms of like how to quickly stand up after you fall.
You have a great body, Emily. What a lovely thing your body did for you.
My body was looking out for me
that
day.
She remembered.
Well, I mean... I almost died on multiple times that day. And I just kept thinking like, it's crazy that people just let you do this. Like yeah. You just pay for a lift ticket and they just let you do this.
You don't sign a waiver?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
We had to sign a waiver for roller skating.
I don't remember signing a waiver. Wow. I do not. I mean, I did it.
That's a lawsuit. Like waiting to happen.
But they have signs that say, you know, this is an active ski mountain. You might die.
Don't die.
You might die. Yeah. So all in all, I mean, I would say I had fun, but I was scared for a lot of the day. Scared and and also, you know, wishing that I hadn't gone up the mountain.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're halfway and you're like, oh.
I would have fully panicked. I would have, it would have been like a not fun thing where I would have been like crying in a snowsuit at the top. Like, I can't go down. I can't go down. And then like two annoyed men who work at the ski resort holding my hands as I go, like, I can just see it.
Do you know what really helped? It really helped when I saw my four-year-old nephew go down the same green that I was going down.
Oh,
that really helped.
Him.
Oh, yeah. He was crushing it. He's 4 years old and he went down the same green I did. So, yeah. Am I being dramatic? Yes. I'm being extremely dramatic. But it really, you really are just like flinging your body off.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is what I wanted to say. Skiing, underrated workout. It's like,
oh, really?
It's actually an incredible workout.
Because people think it, when I say people, I mean me, like that. I think it just looks like you're just sliding down and like trying not to fall.
Yeah. But when you think about it, you're engaging your core the whole time.
Mm.
You're using your arms. You know, if you're in a place that is not downhill, mm-hmm. you have poles and you're digging the poles in and like using your arms and your whole body to propel yourself forward.
Oh.
And then also specifically my calves are really sore.
I was going to say you must be sore.
Yeah, I'm sore all over, but it's like you're activating these muscles and you don't even realize it because the adrenaline is so high because you think you're going to die.
Oh my God.
That you don't even realize that you're working out. And on top of that, you're doing it like all day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we started, by the time we rented the equipment and actually got there and went up, it was around 10:30,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't leave till 4. And
wow.
We took a break in between for lunch, but like when you think about it, that's, well, like 6 hours of exercise.
Yeah, and you got to wonder, like, what are the cells in your body thinking?
They're freaking out.
You know?
Oh my God. They're all like, what are you doing,
like,
to
we're
us?
We're still alive, I guess.
I guess maybe. My body could have betrayed me at any moment, and I'm really happy that it didn't.
I'm seriously so impressed. I definitely would have been frozen at the top of the hill.
Don't be too impressed. You could do it. I'm telling you, you could ski. Anyway, if you guys are looking for a workout that doesn't feel like a workout, go skiing. Although I will say, like, it's so expensive. It's so expensive.
Hey, I wasn't going to say it.
No, it's so, like, between.
I was like, let me wait for my rich husband to come along, and then I'll give it a test.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably make more financial sense if you went for like a weekend, because mm-hmm. then you're not renting just for one day.
Well, because the clothes are expensive too. There's a TikTok where it's like, babe, put on your most expensive outfit. And then it's just the girl in her ski gear.
Yeah. I don't have expensive
you know?
Ski. I just had a heat tech shirt and snow pants that
yeah.
I've had forever. I don't even know where they came from. These
snow
pants
just appeared.
They came with my apartment. But yeah, so that's what I did.
Cool.
I'm happy I went. I still am not sure if I liked it or not. Is that weird?
Well, it sounds like you did exercise, and we don't always like our exercise. But
yeah,
it makes our bodies happy.
This is how I feel whenever I go like cliff jumping or whenever I go like do anything that involves heights. I felt similar after trapeze.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, I hate it in the moment, but then something happens in your brain, like some kind of chemical reaction. The next mm-hmm. day you're like, I want to go back.
Yeah.
And this is how people get addicted.
Well, it's adrenaline.
Like, adrenaline
yeah.
junkies.
Yeah.
yeah. So we'll see. But you could do it is my.
I'll report you know. Back. I'll start with rollerblading and work my way up to skiing.
They're completely different. Like, you could do both.
I just need something to make me confident before I spend like $2,000
no,
to try
I know,
skiing.
I know. And that's what was holding me back. That's what was holding me back. But yeah, you know, I'll think about it for a few more days and I'll let you know if I actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
guys, it's a self-care share.
Self-care share.
We're doing a self-care share today. And we have some stuff that we're currently loving.
Yes.
What are you currently loving?
So I wrote down this self-care share a while ago, but I did it again last night to prepare, to self-care share prepare.
Homework.
And I love it. It's so basic, bitch, but it really helps. Okay, so it helps mentally. So you know those under eye patches that they look like little
half moons?
Yeah, little half moons. You put them under your eyes.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be relaxing. Okay, so
can we all agree that they do nothing?
Okay, so they probably... they probably don't do shit, okay? But they do shit mentally, okay? Mm. So I put my... I literally... These are probably a dollar. I won these at a White Elephant at a Christmas party.
Oh, that's a good White Elephant gift. Isn't that a good gift?
Yeah. So mark it down for later, guys. But I keep them in my fridge. And they're quote-unquote collagen.
Wait a second. You keep them in the fridge?
Yes.
Oh, so they're nice and cold when you put them on.
So what I do, and the best way to do it is at night when you're winding down, I recommend some freshly washed bed sheets and freshly washed pajamas. That's for an extra layer.
Yeah. Now this is starting to feel like a whole thing.
Well, I had just set my laundry out, so it was like perfection last night. So you get the things out of the fridge. You put them under your eyes. And what I used to do was I used to read like anti-diet books and be like, I'm being productive while I self-care. Now we run an anti-diet podcast, so I don't enjoy really reading
those
books anymore because I'm thinking about work.
Yeah, you don't need to work on vacation.
Exactly. So now what I do is I'll listen to John Mayer or I'll listen to nothing or, John Mayer Station.
Take a shot every time Lauren brings up John Mayer.
Listen, I'm talking about him for less than a minute on this episode, so don't come for me.
I want to run through the halls of my high school.
Okay.
That's John Mayer,
you're
right?
You're singing it in like a mean way, though. You're not singing it the right way.
I'm singing it the way that you would sing it if you went to karaoke. You know what I mean? Lungs. Oh, that was good. Thanks. That was pretty. See, I can't sing pretty like that.
Well.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Take a shot, guys.
You're listening to John Mayer.
I'm listening to John because we know that relaxes me. Listen to your version of John Mayer with the cold, the cold eye thingies. What's the word for these?
Eye patches. I think.
Cold eye patches under your eyes. And I'm telling you, I felt so relaxed. Like it reminded me of, like I actually felt a physical difference in my body. I want to be clear. So I closed my eyes. I had noise canceling headphones on. I had the things on in my freshly washed sheets, laying down, fan going. I mean, paradise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just for 10 minutes, I start to feel my body is so relaxed. Like it is just, it's like a signal to your body when you have this like relaxing cold thing on your face that it's time to relax. It's like when you wear heels and it puts you in a mentality of like, oh, I'm in heels. I'm performing. I'm
Oh, interesting. On a my sexy mentality date. When I put on heels is I'm going to have a terrible night.
Okay. I mean, I don't wear them anymore. But it's a signal to your body to say like, we're relaxing, bitch.
Right. Right.
And my body physically relaxed really well. And I slept like 9 hours straight last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we may have just stumbled upon a bedtime ritual.
Yeah. I mean, I treat it like a special thing. Maybe I shouldn't be so precious about it and I could try to do it daily.
Well, it just sounds like it really relaxed you into a nice sleep.
Yeah. I do it like once a week though. Like, I don't know if I would. I'm scared to make it.
There is something about like these self-care things. Cause I used to do, I've used those under eye patches, but I used to do like the sheet masks and stuff.
Those freak me out.
Why? Oh, cause they make you look like Jason.
They make you look like a scary monster. And I also feel like a scary monster. I feel like it's going to fall off. It feels messy, but like a nice little eye patch under the left and the right eye. It just feels very luxurious. Like I'm a rich lady at a spa or something, you know?
Yeah, no, I get you. But there's something about like when you do it too much, it starts to feel like work.
Yeah, I don't want it to feel like, oh, this is every day. Like when I do it, it feels so special. And I think Monday nights is a good time for me to do it because Tuesday I want to be fresh and on for our listeners.
Right.
You know, and right. I slept so GD much last night.
You felt closer to GD in that moment?
Yes. So that's my self-care share. Oh, I wanted to say really quick what it reminded me of. So one of the few good things that I gained from working cruises was learning about hammocks. Have you guys done hammocks before?
Learning about hammocks?
Well, listen, as a cute fat hottie, I don't get in those things because I don't trust them.
You had seen them before. It wasn't
No. I know about, but like the concept of a hammock turning your brain off was so new to me.
Okay.
There's a cruise line where they have hammocks on the balconies and they're like bolted in. So it's like weight capacity is like 800 pounds.
Right. You're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And it would be a lawsuit.
They're hard to get into.
They're really hard to get into. And when I got into this hammock, it like the way it caught me and cradled me and held me was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And trusting. And all this noise in my brain just went quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And these eye patches, I feel like, are the closest thing I can get to a hammock right now. Like,
yeah, although you could have a hammock in your apartment.
I don't think
that would
so.
Actually be pretty baller. I don't know if you have the space.
I don't have the space.
But people definitely install a hammock. I had a friend who slept in a hammock.
They're very comfortable.
This was a long time ago. Yeah, I think that like that's a little bit overkill because I don't know how good that would be for your spine to be sleeping. Maybe it's perfectly fine, but
it's good to like read a book in.
Yeah, and it's almost like zero gravity. Like it's mm-hmm. kind of, I imagine it's like those sensory deprivation tanks.
It's like
where
floating,
you're floating
in a pool. Like yeah. That's why I love floating in pools. Same. I love being in a hammock because another way that I meditate is, or do mindfulness, is I focus on the weight of each part of my body on the bed or on the floor or on the chair. And that gets you in your body and it's relaxing and it calms you down. But if you try to do that in a hammock or floating in a pool, it's like your body just glows and you're like, whoa.
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah. We have one in the backyard.
I'm going to come over.
Yeah. Anytime.
What's the weight capacity?
I don't know. I should find out.
Please find out.
It's a big one, but that doesn't necessarily mean it could hold more. I really have no idea. But being in the backyard on that hammock in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
it's the closest I've felt to GD also.
We're using that terminology totally correctly.
It's going to be a DST-ism. GD.
I hope not.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you have a self-care share, Emily?
I do, actually. I do. And, you know, I don't know if this truly qualifies as a self-care share. Oh, no, you know what? It does. Because this was an act of self-care. It was something that I had been putting off for like a decade. Maybe not that long. But like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
I have needed new sneakers. Like new...
For 5 years?
For 5 years.
Are you exaggerating?
I'm really not, because I remember the apartment that I lived in when my mom gave me the sneakers that I currently have, or the ones that I just threw out. These are sneakers, to clarify, for running and cross training.
Okay.
For the gym.
And I was going to say, those are the shoes you would wear to the gym.
Yeah. And that's all I wear them for. So prior to the pair that I just got, I had these Asics that my mom gave me. And I think she bought them for herself and then she just didn't want them. So she gave them to me.
They do make good shoes.
Asics? Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Asics. But it had to have been 5 years ago at least. And I know you're supposed to replace your sneakers like every year or something. But I couldn't bring myself to do it because it just felt wrong to spend money on something that I only wear one place, that are inherently ugly. Like they're the ugliest sneakers ever. But I pulled the trigger because on President's Day there were sales and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get these ugly ass sneakers.
I'm so glad, Emily, because I feel like you have this And I say this with love, this like inner boomer Emily that doesn't want to spend money on things if they're
is
not.
Is that a boomer quality, not wanting to spend money?
It totally is a boomer quality. They're like, why would I buy this when this is works just fine? Or why would I, remember the lingerie? You were like, why am I going to buy lingerie if I'm just going to take it off?
Yeah, I don't like wasting money, you but know? I don't think that's a boomer thing. I mean, if anything, it's my Jewish brethren. Okay. You know, we don't like wasting money on things. And to me, it's like, oh, these sneakers that I've been using for 5 years, they work perfectly fine. But the thing is, until they don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Until I'm on the treadmill one day and my ankles give out because these shoes have no support.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So then the process of buying these sneakers was very overwhelming.
Did you do IRL?
No, I didn't. I did it online.
That is a process.
Yeah. It was a process because A, you can't tell what they look like. Mm-hmm. B, like filtering the sizes, what's available, and then trying to get the most bang for your buck also because I was shopping a sale. I ended up pulling the trigger on these sneakers because I was just like, you need to pick one.
Yes.
Like you need to pick one.
Good.
So they're Reeboks and they're powder blue and they are very reminiscent of clown shoes.
What do you mean clown shoes?
Because
did you buy them too big?
No, they're the right size, but because they're so light in color, and I don't have small feet. I don't have big feet, but they're size 9 feet.
Okay.
So when I wear light colored shoes, compared to the rest of me, they just look like clown shoes.
That's funny.
Yeah, actually, one time I went, I was really into the white Doc Marten boots.
Yeah.
I think they look so cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
I went in person to the Doc Marten store to try them on, and I was like, this is hilarious. Like, on me.
You're like a cartoon character.
Yeah, my feet looked gigantic.
Dang. These sound cute, though. Powder blue, I think you know, it's like my favorite color combined with baby pink.
It's a really pretty color just on these particular athletic sneakers. Mm-hmm. It's not really giving.
I got you.
But
so
I don't care.
So you got ugly sneakers.
Not purposely, but like, but I had a bunch of tabs open. They were one of the tabs. They were the cheapest ones that I could find on the Reebok website. And they were for cross training. I was looking for something that I could do sprints, but I could also do, you know, low impact or just hiking, walking.
A one size fits all.
Exactly. Exactly. Cross training, I guess, is the, like, in the true sense. So these worked, but I was like, oh, they might be really ugly. And then I got them in the mail and they were really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like that they're ugly.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the uglier your sneakers are, the more serious you're taking things, you know?
You're not serious about your gym routine if your shoes aren't fugly.
If they're too cute.
Yeah.
Your shoes can't be too cute because it's like, who are you trying to impress?
Mm-hmm.
We're at the fucking gym.
You're there to work out. So I think that's great that you got ugly sneakers.
Thank you.
To work out
they
in.
They go with all my ugly workout wear.
I love that.
So I've been enjoying those. They do. I feel the difference when I'm working out. I definitely feel the difference. I feel like I worked my other sneakers, my Asics, down to a nub. And I might as well have been barefoot.
Yeah.
Like, I might as well have not been wearing any shoes.
So let's switch it up and maybe like, you know, let's do progress, not perfection. So instead of in 1 year, maybe get a new pair in 2 years rather than 5.
I could handle that.
Yeah.
I think I could handle that. I'm more okay with buying things that I need. But it really is like buying things that,
like, it has to make rational sense to you, which is not, I'm the same way. This is why I'm noticing it. It's because I had this breakthrough a couple years ago where it was like, no, this is what money is for. Like, it's to make, like, the money that you work for is so you have shoes that you can wear or umbrellas. Like, my roommate and I are out of umbrellas, you know? Like,
oh, wow.
We both make enough money to buy umbrellas.
Well.
But I had a bag over my head, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I went on Target.com and bought 4 umbrellas today.
You had a bag over your head?
Well, I wrapped my head in a scarf and then put a,
like, a little balaclava situation?
Yeah.
Wait. You don't have a raincoat?
I've had a scarf around my head and a bag over the scarf.
Okay, from this angle, it looks like a hood. It actually looks kind of chic.
No,
you really did something there. I have a hot take on umbrellas. I don't buy them because I think...
Why am I not surprised?
I think it's a bad investment.
No, it is the best investment. You can never predict when it's going to rain. Today, I spent money on an Uber that I didn't need to spend money on.
Oh, you took an Uber to work?
I have to be on camera. I can't walk in the rain.
Yeah, it was Ms. It was Ms.
I wrapped my head in a scarf, put a bag on, got in an Uber. I didn't take it all the way to Flatiron. I'm not a millionaire. I took it to the subway.
Oh, I see.
And then took the subway. And then because our office isn't that far of a walk from the subway, that's when I kind of ran with the bag over my head.
Okay.
But it's like if I had an umbrella.
Yeah, but do you carry the umbrella everywhere? Because
no, you keep them by the door. And if it's raining, you pick one and you.
Right. But why not a raincoat? My issue with the umbrella is that they always, without fail, for me at least, mm-hmm. they either get lost or they break.
They do be getting lost.
or they get stolen. Yeah. You know, you put them by the door at a store. I've gotten multiple umbrellas stolen. Or if the wind is blowing the wrong way, they don't even like serve a purpose.
So are you saying the way you get your umbrellas now is by stealing umbrellas?
Yeah, I'm the one stealing umbrellas. No, we have a couple umbrellas in the house, but I do not use them. I use my raincoat. What did
you
use?
Okay, so today you just wore a raincoat.
Yeah, I think umbrellas are a bad investment.
No.
I think they always turn on you.
Disagree.
Because if you spend money on the good ones, they do make good ones that don't turn inside out, but then I lose them.
Yeah.
The umbrella, it's a scam.
To me, it's worth the struggle of not being wet.
It's a scam. Okay. Get yourself a good raincoat that actually, you know, is made of rubber or something substantial.
And then spend $20 on an umbrella, on a quality umbrella, and keep it around.
But what if you lose it?
Okay.
Then $20 just went down the drain.
But it's what the $20 represents, you trying to take care of yourself.
But yeah, but it's not taking care of you. I feel like deep down, you know I'm right. And you're just resisting it. Deep down, you know I'm right.
Because
you're thinking back to all the umbrellas that you don't have anymore.
You make a lot of good points, Emily, but I will never give up. This is why my middle name is Hope. I will never stop buying umbrellas.
Oh, that's cute, actually.
Okay, because I think one day I'm going to stop losing them and I will be able to get to work dry.
Yeah, I guess, the one exception.
I'm an optimist.
The one exception I will make is like if you have a really small, they make these really small ones that are really portable that you could in theory carry in like a fanny pack.
Those don't work.
You don't think those work?
No, I've never used those. They're so flimsy. They just make me mad.
That's my issue. It's like the good ones are too big and the flimsy ones are too disposable.
We'll have to do an affiliate umbrella article with Betches.
And umbrella sponsors, get at us. Get at us.
I'm gonna look into this because I do kind of wanna. I should just let you have your opinion, but I like wanna push umbrellas on you for some. I like want you to have one.
I've been burned too many fucking times.
Just because I love you.
Umbrellas are my fuck boys. Okay. Like I've been burned so many times. I cannot go back.
I've also been burned. I just haven't given up on them yet. So I think this is a mindset thing.
Wait, to backtrack a little bit, it is really cute that if somebody ever said to you, like, just give up hope. You can say that's my middle name.
That's my
and
middle
it's
name.
Literally your middle mm-hmm. name.
My parents knew I was an accident baby. They were in a house that the church donated to them when I was born. Like we had nothing. So when I was born, I really don't think it's a joke that they were like, let's put this in her name to give her to carry throughout her life. Because
they probably did.
She's going to need it. And it has helped me.
Yeah. I also like people who use their middle name, like three name people. There's something so elegant about it.
Oh, thank you. A lot of people think we're divas. So that's really nice of you to say.
Oh, I've never thought that.
Because it takes extra work to be like, oh, actually, it's all three, you know?
Right. Yeah, but if you can pull it off, I just think it's quite elegant. So I told you this, but my middle name is, oh my God, I can't even say it.
Say it.
I can't.
We're twins, guys. My
middle name is Faith.
Hope and Faith. I know. Isn't that cute, Rebecca?
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it because I don't think it's a bad name. I actually know a girl named Faith and like it suits her and it's really cute for her. But I don't like it because it just doesn't make any sense. My family's not religious.
Yeah.
And
it's very Christian-y.
It's of so a name. Christian,
it
right?
It is very praise him.
Doesn't my Emily name. Faith sound like a southern who wears hoop skirts and she like bakes pies for the church on Sunday.
My name's Emily Faith and I would like to invite you to join my program
where we are going to lose weight and praise God all together, and we're going to cover our arms while we do it. I'm Emily Faith.
Emily Faith leads your Weight Watchers meetings. That's who Emily Faith is. So, long story short, I have
never... You don't
never,
go by all three.
I don't go... Not only do I not go by all three, I don't use my middle name for anything, which is probably like most people. Like,
yeah.
They're these pointless names that are just in addition to your name that... I mean, I guess there are some people who choose to go by the middle name, but they're few and far between. Mm-hmm. The middle name is odd.
My mom goes by her middle name.
Really?
Yeah, she's Jacqueline Adriana. I feel like I don't want to blast her full name, but that's her first and her middle name.
And she goes by her middle.
And she goes by Audrey.
Cute.
So yeah. She goes by a nickname of her middle name. So it's kind of like a deep, deep cut.
I don't know if you are aware of this, but a lot of people in past generations, particularly like our grandparents, mm-hmm. their generation, a lot of them are not using their real names. A lot of them are fake names.
Really?
For example, have you ever met somebody... You may not have because it's kind of outdated, but have you ever met a person named Skip?
No.
So Skip apparently is like if you were named after your grandfather, mm-hmm. then you go by Skip because it skips a generation.
Oh, interesting.
Another one is Trey. So if you're the third, so if your dad's a junior, mm-hmm. like Will Smith, his son's name is Will Smith mm-hmm. the third, mm-hmm. Willard Smith the third, I guess. He goes by Trey. Because it means three.
Oh.
And there are all these things that, for some reason, we don't do them as much. No. But in past generations, I have a friend
that's
who-
That's dying out.
I have a friend who has an uncle, and his name is Webb, mm-hmm. and it's his initials. W-E-B, Webb.
Oh.
My grandma also goes by her middle name because her first name, she didn't like it. But she was named after somebody, like her mom's mom. So- I think because we keep fewer of these traditions now, we mm-hmm. don't have like people just go by their
people
names.
People name us what they want.
Exactly.
To be called.
But I think it used to be like your name was kind of this formality that, okay, you can pick what you want to go by later.
Mm-hmm. That's just my legal name.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's all these things that like these people are walking around with fake ass names.
Fake ass bitches.
Fake ass bitches.
Geraldine.
Fake ass names.
I like old people names. I want to, if I had a kid, I think I'd name her Geraldine. I think that's such a beautiful name. Isn't that a beautiful name? Geraldine.
Geraldine.
I think it's actually my great grandmother's name.
What
that's
do you shorten
thinking
it to? What do you shorten it to?
Nothing.
You just Geraldine?
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that I always think about with these long, elegant, old fashioned names. Like Priscilla. Mm-hmm. I think the name Priscilla is actually really beautiful.
That is beautiful.
But what do you shorten it to? Like what?
Prissy.
Prissy?
My mom calls Prissy? Me Miss Priss, actually. I don't know where that comes from, but if I'm being she'll be like, Miss Priss doesn't want to eat at Taco Bell.
Okay, I actually love that. I love
I'm
Miss that.
Priss.
Miss Priss. Is that like when you're getting sassy?
Yeah. Not Mrs. Priss. Not Ms. Priss.
No, she's not married.
I'm Miss Priss.
She's a single gal who's Prissy.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, yesterday was World Obesity Day.
Oh my God, where was my card, Emily? You forgot.
I didn't think you celebrated.
No, don't you know? Fat people love it when major organizations come together to say that they're bad or wrong due to body size. Me, a disease to be eradicated? You shouldn't have. No, really, you shouldn't have World Health Organization.
They shouldn't have. We wanted to talk about a post that was made on Instagram
fucking by the World Health Organization. You know what? We just love F-bombs and get on the train. Or we can work on it. We can work on it. It just, it comes out. When I'm passionate, it comes out. So yeah, the World Health Organization, apparently this is like a holiday. Like they call it celebrating. Like I was Googling it. I don't want to make a clip out of this, but yeah, three.
Well, just so people can see it, but this is hilarious.
Oh,
can
God.
We describe what was in this post? Can you describe it?
I'll describe it. So in honor of World Obesity Day, they posted this graphic, this infographic that Emily pointed out looks like it's from 1993.
Oh my God. It looks like what you would see in your health classroom in like the third grade.
It's so messed up. Okay. So it says 3 steps to prevent and then in all red obesity. So number one, it says limit fats and sugars. And there's a picture of a jar of sugar. And then I guess that's butter.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was. That looks like a ski slope.
It looks like a ski slope.
It looks like an orange peel, kind of, actually.
I don't know what that is. I think it's supposed to be butter.
Maybe it's butter.
Butter is, it's a great fat. Okay.
Is butter a carb?
Okay, number two says eat more fruits and veggies. And number three says do regular physical activity.
And then it shows a drawing of a lady with a chair. I actually didn't even notice this until now.
What's she doing?
Well,
I think she's doing a modified version of something, which is kind of progressive if you think about it.
Yeah, it kind of
like
is.
She's using a chair to do her stretch, which is high key amazing. But this graphic is high key awful because like... for so many reasons, like we won't do a deep dive on the O word here, but
can you briefly explain like why we don't like that word?
It's just, well, it's first of all, it's whether we look at the etymology or not, it just is triggering to fat people. That word stigmatizes us. It's been used to say that our body is a disease. It's something to be fixed. It's just, it's not a good, it's like, I will always say it quote unquote or with quotation marks because it's a word that has been used to oppress fat people. So don't love the word. But I think the big picture thing that's like wrong with this, and Emily, I think you agree, it's like, why can't we just promote health promoting behaviors without throwing fat people under the bus? Like we're saying, it's saying ways to prevent obesity. You might as well say ways to prevent Lauren or any fat person, you know, like body diversity is real. Why don't these major organizations read fucking research? Sorry, I have to I do say the F word too much, but like read.
No, but clearly it's something that you're passionate about.
Obsessed.
It makes you mad. Yeah.
And it's like you can, because we really can do programs. We can do government programs that promote health that don't stigmatize fat people. Like, why are we so obsessed with the O word or prevent this body size? You cannot tell health from a body size. Like, it's just, this is the fact that this is from a major government organization and it's called a celebration. It feels horrible.
Yeah.
Honestly, like we're laughing at it, but it's really problematic.
Yeah. Okay. I did not know that World Obesity Day was a day. I didn't know it was a thing. I don't know how it flew over my head every other year, unless it's a new thing. I don't know.
Maybe they found out anti-fat bias is back with a vengeance and they're like, let's bring it back.
We need a day.
Let's have a parade. throw fruit at fat people.
No,
it's
but
for your...
I mean, listen, there are all kinds of days. Like, I also didn't know that there was a National Churro Day. So, like, it's, you know, there's a lot of days for a lot of things and this is not... It's not a national holiday.
National Churro Day would be a great replacement for this.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of days. I don't know that we need a day about awareness for this. So my issue, and this has become like really clear to me as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, the narrative was, we don't want you to be fat. We want you to lose weight because we want you to be healthy.
We care about your health. That's right. All we're saying.
And this was verbiage that was coming from my doctor.
Yeah.
My own parents.
Family.
Yeah, family. Everybody in my life. We want you to lose weight because we want you to be
family
healthy.
Family loves to say this.
And why weren't they just telling me that they wanted me to be healthy? That's mm-hmm. that's
because we're all infected with anti-fat bias.
Yeah.
But go on.
Yeah. But it would have made it so much simpler. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I often.
Because that feels like they care.
Right. And then I would know what to do. Because just telling me over and over mm-hmm. again, I want you to lose weight because I want you to be healthy. Okay, I guess I need to lose weight now. Let me go on another diet mm-hmm. that will inevitably fail
right.
because it's too restrictive and I can't do it and I have no support and I can't do it. I can't do it. And then it would always backfire and mm-hmm. then I'd be like, okay, well, I can't lose weight because these diets don't work, so right. I'm giving up. I'm right. just going to go back to the way that I was before.
It sets people up to fail. You're totally right, Emily.
That's just how I feel. Whereas yeah. if they had encouraged health-promoting behaviors mm-hmm. and have been like, listen, we've noticed that some of your habits aren't the healthiest. Like, we noticed that you don't really do a lot of sports. You don't really move that much.
You're not eating breakfast.
Yeah.
We'd love you to eat breakfast.
It seems like you know, it's also tough to like say these things delicately because like I did, I was a binge eater. Like I developed that habit really early. And another issue is like that habit was also learned. Like mm-hmm. that behavior was learned.
Right.
But I've said time and time again that I was fat because of my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. My lifestyle was not the healthiest.
Right.
And it did lead to me gaining weight, like mm-hmm. progressively as I aged. But I would have been so much better off if instead of like being trained to hate my fatness,
right.
to just learn like, okay, like, there are things that you could be doing to live a healthier life.
Right. We want you, you know, we really care about your health. And again, this should only come from like close friends and families. Like otherwise it's concern trolling, but like a different way to say, we want you to lose weight because we care about your health. You could say, we care about your health. So we want to start cooking with you more and adding in vegetables to our meals. We want to go on a run with you. Like that, if I'm thinking about it too, because obviously I was getting the same messaging. It's like, I think that would have worked. Like, I think that would have made me feel cared for mm-hmm. and like we're doing health promoting behaviors together without this stigmatizing goal of change what you look like.
Right.
Which is how you present in the world. Like it's.
Thank you. Wait.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because that just reminded me of something that I wanted to say. I now know, looking back, that when people said, we want you to lose weight because we want you to be healthy, mm-hmm. they didn't really want me to lose weight to be healthy. They wanted me to lose weight to look healthy.
Right.
Because that's what they think health looks like.
Exactly.
And that's the issue that I have with graphics like these.
Yeah.
That's the issue that I have with World Obesity Day. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue that I have with this narrative is like, you just want people to look a certain way.
Right.
You don't actually
want... You're not helping anybody.
You're not helping anybody by doing this.
You're causing harm.
This is insulting.
You are causing harm. Stop it.
Yeah. And that's how I feel about
Emily
it.
Emily and I are going to come get you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not making any threats.
We're going to make a podcast episode about it. Yeah, how about that?
I'm going to step down off my soapbox, but like that's the issue that I have with it.
And it's a really good soapbox.
And it's like... It should be so simple. Just mm-hmm. encourage health-promoting behaviors.
Leave fat people out of it.
Leave fat people out of it. I feel like there needs to be, like, a national anti-fat bias day where people can unlearn this shit.
I would love that. We can start to work on that.
Do you think we could make it happen?
National, be nice. No, wait, maybe because people are so mean to fat people, they would use it as a way to be like, why do fat people get a day? Why isn't there a day for skinny people?
Right.
Skinny people don't get any credit. What about skinny shaming? Well, how come I can't find clothes either? Well, okay, stop whatabouting. Fat people don't have rights in most states, okay? Yeah,
and by the way, just real quick, skinny shaming is not good either. Like nobody thinks that anybody should be shamed for what size they are, but come on, you got to recognize that people who live in fat bodies are subject to a lot of humiliation and discrimination on a daily basis, whereas skinny people are not. So yes, it is a little bit different. So anyway,
we all struggle, but I've been getting frustrated because the comments, Betches Maine posted one of the plus size shopping videos. And it's the first time one of those videos hasn't been in a quote unquote safe space. Mm. Not that Betches Maine isn't a safe space, but it's not a fat space. Like the Diet Starts Tomorrow page, we kind of have body size as a regular conversation.
Right. We've set the tone in that way.
You know, my page, it's a fat page. Okay. And so it was on Betches Maine for the first time. And like Holly is having to go through the comments and like hide, delete, because people are losing their minds being like, just lose weight. Or then there's people being like, well, what about this for skinny people? And I'm like, guys, just let us make a funny video.
You're right. I read an article by Aubrey Gordon and it was about this exact situation. She said she went to lunch with a friend and she was talking about how body shaming is not, well, A, that she's subject to body shaming on a daily basis as a fat person, but B, how shaming, weight shaming in general is not, it's proven to be not good motivation for any kind of change.
Right.
So anyway, they were just talking about this. And then I guess her friend said, well, you know, skinny shaming is bad too.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like nobody's saying it's not.
She made a really funny joke in the article basically saying like, yeah, global warming's bad too, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this.
Exactly.
It's like, we can talk about an issue.
Can we talk about this?
Like let's be able to talk about an issue without bringing up a completely different thing.
Or the exception to the rule.
Or the exception to the rule. Be like, oh, well, this is bad too.
It's like, okay.
All right. Well, can
we're
you
talking
just acknowledge?
About this right now?
Yeah. Anyway, that's. How do we gracefully close out the show now?
I got it.
All right.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And while you're at it, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Lauren Hope Crass. And of course, we are always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on all socials and send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Betches.